From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our program. It's the end of another month, and that means we will be changing our featured item on our evening program next week. Presently, it is a sermon by Dr. John Douglas on why we defend the authorized version that I have been playing extracts from. I will be playing the final extract from that sermon in a moment or two. I have been giving away free copies of the full sermon tape to anyone who contacts us. If you'd like one, you only have to contact us and we'll send you off a free copy. Next week, I will play the first extract from a testimony given by Mrs. Lorraine King. She has a wonderful story to tell. Of course, her full testimony on tape will be available to anyone who asks for it. But that's next week. Tonight, I'm going to continue our Bible study of the central doctrines of the Christian faith with a look at Christ, the only mediator between God and sinful man. But first, the final extract from Dr. Douglas's sermon on the authorized version. He quotes some words from a Jewish scholar written in the introduction to an atlas of the land of Israel and its historic places. It makes interesting reading and provides support for the authorized version of the Holy Scriptures from a most unusual quarter. Here is Dr. Douglas.
I was interested in a visit which I paid to Israel there in the month of June to come across a volume which is an introductory atlas to the Hebrew Bible. And it is written by one called Baruch Sarel. And I imagine that he is not only a Jew, but a Jew by his religion, so he's not a Christian. He does say, since he's writing now in English, that he will quote from a version of the Bible. This is what he says. If I'm right in summing up his contribution, remember then, he's a Jew. If I'm right in describing him, he's not a believer, he's not a Christian. But he's writing for English-speaking people. He's producing an atlas to the land of the Bible and to the Old Testament. He says this, in quoting the Bible, we intentionally used an old translation, and he calls it the King James Version. Not one of the modern translations whose language is more attuned to modern times. The translation was completed at the beginning of the 17th century, in the days of William Shakespeare, by a group of scholars from among his circle. Its archaic language is in harmony with the Hebrew Bible, both in its majesty and in its simplicity. Then he says this, there is no other translation that preserves the flavor of the Hebrew Bible better than this one. Of the King James Version, one is tempted to speculate, and this is a very thought-provoking statement, one is tempted to speculate that had the Bible originally been in English, this is the way it would have been written. I sum up tonight by saying, we certainly do defend the authorized version. We defend it because of the integrity and skill of its translators. We defend the authorized version because it represents the best text. It represents the vast majority of manuscripts that are available. We defend the authorized version because those modern versions, all of them, spring from a text which is designed to undermine the integrity of the authorized version and of the Bible. I'm glad we have the old book. I pray God tonight that while we have thought to give you some things to study out and to pray about, I expect that The Lord will help you to go on with Himself, that you will read the book, that you'll pray through the book, that you'll grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
Do remember to send for that tape by Dr. John Douglas. I know that you will enjoy the message and benefit greatly from its teaching. Now we're turning to the subject, Christ the Mediator. We have been considering God in this series of Bible studies in which we are looking at the central doctrines of the Christian faith. We've considered God, His nature, and the worship that He demands of His creatures. Now we're going to go one step further and consider that to worship God, man needs a mediator. Now what do I mean by a mediator? I mean a go-between, one who stands between God and sinful man and bridges the gulf that exists between the holy God and the sinful creature. Paul, when he wrote to Timothy, and I would like you to look up this verse, in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and the verse 5, said these words, 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Now there we have the word mediator. One who stands between. And the one who stands between God and men is the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will notice that Paul said there is one mediator. Only one. We cannot approach God in the name of anyone other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's consider first of all that man is a sinner and therefore is unworthy to stand in God's holy presence. The appointment of the Lord Jesus as the go-between testifies to man's sinfulness. And this is a vital lesson to learn. A lot of people haven't learned it. They're like Cain. You remember him? In Genesis chapter 4 and the verse 3, we read about Cain, and in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. He came to worship God. But the fruit of the ground was what he brought to the Lord. He came that he might be accepted of God on the basis of the labors of his own hands. And of course he was rejected. And his person was refused. On the other hand, his brother Abel, he brought the blood of a lamb and was accepted. What was the difference? Well, Abel came knowing that he was not in himself acceptable to God because he was a sinner. And he came offering a lamb, and that lamb symbolized the go-between. That lamb symbolized the faith that Abel exercised in the promised Redeemer. For even back then, God had promised to Adam and to Eve and to their offspring a Redeemer who would come one day and act as the go-between. And Abel was coming, believing, trusting in the person and the work of the Mediator. And God accepted Abel's worship. Christ states the matter even more plainly in his day when he was teaching the people this same truth, because it's a truth men do not learn readily. Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. I'm going to read them to you. Luke 18, verse 9. "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Now those are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. I repeat the text, Luke 18, verses 9 to 14. Man is unworthy in and of himself to come into the presence of God. Secondly, man can only appear in God's presence through the merits of the Redeemer. There is a question and an answer in the catechism that we use in our church. It's called the Shorter Catechism. And the question is, what is justification? And here's the answer. Justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all our sins and accepteth us as righteous in his sight only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. Our sins are pardoned, and we are accepted by God as being righteous on the basis of Christ's righteousness, which has been received by the sinner by faith. I must be dressed in a special way when I go into God's presence. I must be dressed in the righteousness of Christ, and I can only put on his righteousness by faith. By trusting in Christ, I am adorned in his righteousness, and I am accepted by God when I worship him. Faith in the Redeemer is required as we worship. How many people fail to understand that? They go to church, they go through the worship procedures in their church, and they think it's all acceptable with God. But oh, the Bible makes it clear that it is only when we come in Jesus' name, pleading Christ's righteousness, that we are accepted of God. Why do you think the Lord Jesus tells us, when we pray, pray in his name? Well, it's like you going to the bank manager and saying, I want £10,000 of a loan. What's the first thing the manager will say to you? Do you have anybody to act as a guarantor? Is there any name that you can give me whereby I will know that the money I give you is safe? And you have got to be able to give a name. When I stand before God, I can give a name. One whose righteousness I can plead. And I can wrap myself in the garments of his holiness. And so I am accepted with God. Do you understand it now? There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. If you are to worship God in an acceptable fashion, my dear listener, you must come in and through the merits of Christ. May you do that. And may God bless his word to our hearts. I look forward to you tuning in again next week. Good night and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.